is read the Saint Catrula, it's red, they are red cattle. They are crossed between a Burma and a Durham, and between a Burma and a Durham. They call them Saint Catrula. They originated at the King Ranch.
I see. They're considered to be pretty good?
Yes, they are. They're very large cattle.
I see. Do they have the brainless temperament?
They have some of it, yes they do. They have some of the brainless temperament, yes they do. Not too much, they do have some.
I've always heard that those brainless were pretty mean.
They have brainless had lots of their temperament. And most of our Brahma, you know, they were imported here from India.
So Goliad is primarily a cattle raising.
Yes, primarily a cattle raising community.
Are there any row crops at all? Or
yes, we do. We only have now at present we only have milo and corn.
You know, when I got into Texas, I saw some crops in the field that looked like corn, but people told me it was maize.
Now, yes, maize. We call it milo.
I see.
It is maize, but we call it milo. That's right. We have lots of that here.
Is
mostly.
That, is that primarily used for feed for cattle?
It's used for feed. It's used for feed for cattle and hogs and I don't know just what else. That's what we use it for in this country, anyway.
I see.
All the feedlots we have here are mostly on maize, milo.
I see. Well, would you say most of the people in Goliad are farmers, or they're...
No, most of them are ranchers.
Ranchers.
At present, here, back in the 30s and the 20s and 30s, they were mostly farmers, but the farming has gone out. We have some farmers, but not in any amount.
About what size are most of these ranches? Are they pretty fair size, or one-man operation, or what?
Most of these ranches are one-man operation, yes. Of course, we do have a large ranch here. We do have a couple of large ranches. We like the old Corners. They have between here the in Goliad County. They have about 50,000 acres here in Goliad County. Of course, they have others too, but in Goliad County, they have approximately 50,000 acres.
Have you had any experience on a ranch?
Or? Yes, I was born and raised on a ranch, yes.
Okay. Have one? Do you do any work?
I have one, yes. But I've sold part of my property and I still have one place that I operate.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I was in business here. I was in the oil business here for 30 years, about 30, 35 years. And a wholesale oil distributor with the Gulf Oil Corporation. But I was born and raised on a ranch.
I see. So after you grew up, you got right into the oil business, is that right?
After I come back from First World War, yes.
I see.
I was in the First World War, you see. I was on the ranch and I went to the war and then I come back and when I come back I went into business. And got married and then, yes.
So you were in the oil business ever since?
Yes.
You got back from the war?
That's right.